Welcome to The Compiler, a daily curation of tech news. Let's get into it. Donald Bitzer, the unsung hero of your digital life, just left the chat at 90. This guy was like the Gandalf of tech. He saw the future when most people were still amazed by color TV. Bitzer co-invented plasma screens and fathered Play-Doh, a 1960s computer system that basically invented online messaging. Yeah, that thing you're addicted to. You can thank or blame Bitzer for that. Speaking of tech visionaries, some mad lad in the UK decided Elon's Cybertruck wasn't coming fast enough, so they built their own out of rubber. It's like if Mad Max met Wallace and Gromit. This rubber monstrosity is illegal, absurd, and absolutely glorious. It's what happens when you mix impatience, questionable decisions, and probably a few pints. Tesla's lawyers are probably having an aneurysm right now. But wait, there's more tech-related mayhem. In a plot twist straight out of a tech noir film, a fraudster posing as an Uber driver managed to swipe $200K in crypto by borrowing phones. It's like the digital version of "Can I borrow your phone to make a call?" Except this call went straight to their bank account. Crypto bros, hide your phones. This is why we can't have nice things, people. Now let's take a quick tour of the tech landscape's recent facepalms. Rhode Island's benefit system got hacked, potentially exposing hundreds of thousands of people's data. Looks like the Ocean State's digital defenses were about as solid as a sandcastle. Maybe they should have hired that 60-year-old who just started a successful tech business. That's right. Some grandpa out there is proving it's never too late to become the next tech mogul. Move over, Zuckerberg. It's time for grandpa's startup. In the world of autonomous vehicles, Waymo's robotaxis aced their emergency vehicle test, but then one got stuck in a roundabout. It's like watching your robot child graduate and then immediately get lost in a revolving door. Which brings us to our shower thought of the day. If a self-driving car gets stuck in an infinite loop at a roundabout, is it technically still obeying traffic laws? The tech world never fails to amaze and amuse. From pioneering geniuses leaving us with a legacy of online addiction to rubber Cybertrucks roaming the UK streets, it's a wild ride. We've got fake Uber drivers pulling off crypto heists, state benefit systems with the security of a wet paper bag, and AI cars that can handle emergencies but get confused by circles. It just goes to show that no matter how advanced our technology gets, human ingenuity, both brilliant and bonkers, will always find a way to keep things interesting. Whether it's inventing groundbreaking communication systems or crafting questionable vehicle replicas, we're a species that just can't help pushing boundaries. So next time you're stuck in a digital wormhole of endless scrolling, spare a thought for Donald Bitzer. When you see a Tesla on the road, keep an eye out for any suspiciously rubbery imposters, and maybe, just maybe, think twice before handing your phone to a stranger, even if they swear they're your Uber driver. In this crazy tech world, the line between genius and madness is about as clear as a Windows 95 error message. But hey, that's what makes it fun, right? Keep your eyes peeled and your devices close. Who knows what wild tech tales next week will bring. Thanks for listening. For more, please visit thecompiler.io.